I am Roberta Schultz. Back in the 1980s, I taught for the Learning Assistance Program at Northern Kentucky University, where our purpose was to help undergraduates organize and understand their course material. While I worked with pre-education majors to prepare for entrance tests by coaching them on test taking, our student staff of history, science, or math majors tutored individual students in specific content. But the most interesting task I had in this program was teaching integrated or paired study skills classes for required courses like Psychology 100, Sociology 100, or even the first semester of nursing, a lecture course that required lots of note-taking. My job was to attend lectures, take notes along with my study skills students, and then show them methods for studying those notes, like creating questions and summaries. We also analyzed the notes to predict important test material. I found this job fulfilling because while I helped students learn, I also learned new things. Without the Learning Assistance Program, I would never have experienced the weekend field trips offered by sociology professor Dr. Leroy Gruner, where we carpooled to prisons, synagogues, mental hospitals, and a wide variety of churches to better understand the institutions that make up society. I came away from these planned immersions with a deeper understanding of how social scientists study cultures, their structures, and their challenges. That brings me to Dr. Gruner's G-rated explanation for the acronym SNAFU, an abbreviation he learned in the Air Force, as he loved to characterize that institution. He explained with a straight face that SNAFU meant situation normal, all fouled up. Most of the freshman males laughed loudly at this explanation for institutional dysfunction, while the rest of us dutifully took notes. So, as I scan the table of contents for In Search of Appalachia by independent scholar Nancy Brown Diggs with my study skills instructor eyes, I recognize a serious social science text. I also notice that the back cover of this new publication from Hamilton Books classifies the work as sociology/ethnology. The author, who has a PhD in East Asian cultures, has written extensively for academic presses. If I were leading a study skills class through the reading of this book, I would tell them to expect a straightforward sociological study on Appalachian culture, based on the abundant sources consulted in the endnotes. But as I read, I am reminded of the immersion opportunities Dr. Gruner offered his sociology students, those open doors of experience that engage and transform the learner. Nancy Brown Diggs opens those doors for the reader through interviews that invite diverse Appalachian voices to comment on specific elements of shared culture, like history, economic forces, religion, music, values, migration, and social problems like addiction. Among her interviewees are familiar figures like bluegrass musician Ricky Skaggs, author Loyal Jones, and Cincinnati's own Appalachian activist and scholar Michael Maloney, who founded the Urban Appalachian Council and who continues a leadership role in the current Urban Appalachian Community Coalition. Diggs also interviews professors, factory workers, miners, clergy, and public health officials. In fact, interviews make up the bulk of this interesting book about history and culture, giving the reader a front row seat to the narrative. Early in the book, Diggs acknowledges that the culture under study is admittedly her own. While she always inferred her ancestry from Kentucky roots, she had never explored Appalachian culture as deeply as the research for this book made possible. As part of that recognition, Diggs includes some of her own ancestors in the mid-book photo section, right along with archival shots of horseback librarians and frontier nurses. Perhaps the most interesting chapter for me was entitled The Backstory, which explores the religious and economic reasons for the so-called Scotch-Irish migration to the Americas early in the history of this country. While most books I've read on Appalachian culture refer to this migration, few describe the religious, political, and economical forces that eventually caused residents of Ulster to leave for a new promised land between 1717 and 1776. My own personal foray into Ancestry.com reveals an ancestor named Mary Highlander who came to these shores early on, headed for Virginia. This backstory chapter lays the crucial groundwork to examine the values discussed in later chapters, like individualism, views on education, humility, and loyalty to family. What I liked most about this book was how interview subjects were consulted on several elements of their culture. For example, I'd expect Ricky Skaggs to have plenty to say in the music chapter, and while the author does ask him about bluegrass and how many of the folk songs he knows originated in Ireland and Scotland, Skaggs comments about other elements of his culture as well, like the strength he finds in his faith and some uncomfortable time he spent living as an urban Appalachian in Ohio. I especially enjoyed learning that the town in eastern Kentucky called Martha was named for his Cherokee ancestor. Diggs takes a close look at current social problems plaguing Appalachians, like substance abuse, and how such issues are often inextricably tied to poverty, as well as to jobs that require physical labor, sometimes leading to overprescription of pain meds. In the chapter entitled Slaying the Monster, Diggs interviews current Ohio Governor Mike DeWine about his efforts to address the scourge of addiction. Since I've listened to most of the governor's daily updates throughout the coronavirus pandemic, I found his interview passages easy to follow because I am now so familiar with the patterns of his speaking voice. In the closing chapter, Looking Ahead, the author muses about a future Appalachian homecoming of sorts, where both the land and its people become valued for their beauty and resilience, much as the culture itself now serves as figurative home place for those who love and live within the patchwork of its elements. You can find a link to In Search of Appalachia by Nancy Brown Diggs at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. By way of Mary Highlander and all my relations, who watch out for any urge I may show to get above my raisin, I am Roberta Schultz.